إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها الناس، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتاب الكريم: قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, say, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his rahmah, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ, so by that we may rejoice, هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ, it is better than the wealth that you amass or that you accumulate. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ, on this day of يَوْمُ عِيدٍ, ذُو الْحِجَّةِ, the 10th of ذُو الْحِجَّةِ, 1,432 years after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we stand on this day of Yawm al-Eid and we celebrate the praises of our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in these days of Yawm al-Eid celebration, we eat and we drink and we rejoice with Allah alhamd. These are the 3 days, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. These are the days of celebration and eating and drinking. We want to come together and remind ourselves and be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As thankful and being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what is going to benefit us, ya ikhwan wa akhawat, in this life and in the hereafter. And also being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is from the asbab, or it's from those means that will bring about the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That verily your Lord has proclaimed that if you are grateful to him, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And verily, if you are ungrateful and disbelievers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then verily the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe. So we see in this ayah, ya ikhwan, this ayah, wa akhawat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us to be grateful to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, the one that is disobedient or ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on other than what he legislated, or other than what his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has legislated, then this individual, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna adhabi la shadeed, that verily the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. And from the aspects of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we embody ourselves in different acts of worship. As we see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the individual that his past and future sins were forgiven, he imbibed himself in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being grateful to his Lord subhanahu. As it comes in a hadith of Aisha radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anha, and this hadith is Muttafaqu alayh, collected by Imam Bukhari wa Muslim, that Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان يقوم من الليل حتى تتفطر قدماه, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand at night until his shins or till his feet would crack. فَكُوتُ لَهُ, so she said that, I said to him, لِمَا تَسْنَعُ هَذَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمْ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. So she asked him, O Messenger of Allah, why do you do these acts of worship? Or why do you do these things that you're doing? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you for your past and your present sins. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفَلَا أَكُولُ وَأَفَلَا أَكُونَ أَفَلَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شُكُورًا. Al-Hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, should I not love that I am a grateful servant to my Lord? So we see, we follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and worship, that we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what he has given us from wealth, and that we spend it in his way. And we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for health, good health, that we use our health to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we stay in remembrance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُوا. Stay in remembrance of me and remember me. وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُوا. And be grateful to me and do not be ungrateful to me. As we see, this is the way of the Anbiya wa Rusul. This is the way of the Anbiya wa Rusul. As we stated in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, also, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book about Noah alayhi salam, إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبَدًا شَكُورًا. Verily, he was a grateful slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says of Ibrahim alayhi salam, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمْ كَانَ أُمَّا قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Ibrahim alayhi salam, Inna Ibrahim kana ummah, that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was an individual that we would take as a role model, or he was an ummah, he was a nation by himself. Qanitan lillahi hanifa, he used to stand at night and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon tawheed. As Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, al hanif. As Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Hanif, ma'ilan ila Allah, mu'ril amma siwah. Ma'ilan, leaning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshiping him, and turning away from anything or everything that is worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qalitan lillahi hanifa, wa lam yaku minal mushrikeen. That Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was not from amongst the people that worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the shahid from the ayah, shakiran li an'umi, he was gracious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was gracious from the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, from those acts that we do, or the acts that we want to remind the brothers and sisters of, that we embody ourselves with a lot of making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not out of shukr, but out of ibadah, and that we make sajda. We prostrate our faces to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of gratefulness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made us from amongst those that are kufar, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a deen. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغْ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever chooses a deen other than Islam, it will not be accepted of him, and in a hellfire. And the hereafter, he'll be from amongst those that are the losers. Naam. But we should embody ourselves and make a sujood a lot. For making sujood, whether it may be out of salat, or whether it may be sujood the shukr, making a sujood out of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
These are the things that wipe away the sins, Ya Ikhwan. As it comes in the hadith of Thawban radiallahu anhu. This hadith is collected by Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that in a hadith, alayka bi kathrati sujood, that it is upon you that you embody yourself or you make a lot of sujood. فَإِنَّكَ لَن تَشْكُدَ لِلَّهِ سَجْدَةً إِلَّا رَفَكَ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجَةً وَحَتَّى عَنْكَ بِهَا خَطِيئًا. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is upon you that you make a lot of sujood for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By that sajda that we make it, Ikhwan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your level and rank with Him. That make a sujood. Every time that we make sujood, a sajda, لَن تَشْكُدَ سَجْدَةً لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَكَ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجَةً. That accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your rank every time you make that sajda. وَحَتَّ عَنْكَ بِهَا خَطِيئًا. And that He will wipe away a sin or a sin by every sajda that you make. So we see in these ayah and these hadith, and what we benefit from this hadith is that we be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Islam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. That verily the deen with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with brotherhood and sisterhood. And that we be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we be not ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As those that are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it incurs the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it comes to the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, collected by Imam Bukhari wa Muslim. The three people of the people of Israel that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had narrated about. The individual, he was a leper. He had a skin disease. And the other individual, he was bald. And the story of the individual that were blind. That these individuals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had tested them and had sent to them an angel. And the angel had come to them and asked them, Ayyu shayin habbu ilayk? When he came to the individual, he had the skin disease. He said, Wa ma'al al-hasan? Wajid al-hasan. Lawn al-hasan and wajid al-hasan. So he touched him and he had beautiful skin Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with. He had beautiful skin. And he had a beautiful character, a beautiful outlook. And he would like for him that what the people had blamed him of, or made mockery of, that it went away. So then after he had touched him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had relieved him of his sickness or his ailment, he asked him, فَأَيُّ مَا لِيَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ. So he said that the she camels were having. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the she camels like that. So it goes on to the hadith that he went to the individual that was aqra, that he went to the individual that was bald. So he asked him, فَأَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ. So he said, شَعْرٌ حَسَن وَيَذْهَبُ عَنِّ الَّذِي قَدَرَ النَّاسُ بِهِ. He said that a beautiful hair, and the things that the individuals, that the people, they made mockery of me at, that he was bald and what have you, they made joking of him, that will go away from me. So the Malik had touched him, and by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had tested him with, it went away. So he asked him, فَأَيُّ مَا لِيَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ. So he said, بَكْرَةٌ حَامِلَةٌ, that a cow that is pregnant. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the cow. So the malaik or the angel made dua for me, Ya Ikhwan wa Akhwat, barakallahu laku fiha. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah on what he has blessed you with. So it comes that the angel, he came to the individual that was blind. So he asked him, Ayyu shayin ahabbu ilayk? What thing is more beloved to you? He said, An yuraddallahu ilayya basari. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just give me my eyesight back. For ubsira bihin nas. So I could just see the people and just see how the people look or what have you like that. So the angel touched him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the individual back his sight. So he asked him, فَأَيُّ مَا لِحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ. So he said, غَنَم. He said, the sheep. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the individual with the sheep and like that. So this individual, he had a valley full of sheep. And this individual had a valley full of cows. And this individual had a valley full of other types of animals. And tell you who, this is the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to these individuals, an individual, a malik, an angel, in the same light, or in the same surah, or in the same hay'ah as from the people of Bani Adam. So he came to him, Rajul al-Miskin, Wabn al-Sabir, in Qatat al-Hibali ilayya. So the individual that came to him as an individual that is poor, and as on his way of welfare, or individual that is traveling, that had no means to get back to his destination, to his family, except by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed these individuals from wealth and like that. So when he came to the individual and he asked him for his wealth, he said, "Inna hakukun kathira." That really I have this wealth, but I have these bills, I have this, I have that. I'm not ready to give you what you're asking me for. So the angel told him, "Ka'anni a'rifuk. Alaysa alam takun abrasa yakthuru an-nasa fakira fa'ataka Allah azza wa jalla mal ba'ir." So he said, "Innama warastu hadha kabiran an kabir." Undhur ya ikhwan. So he said that once he told him that I have a lot of rights upon me, I can't give you what you're asking for. So the individual said, "It's as if I know you. Weren't you the one that you had a skin disease, and that the people, they used to make mockery of you and joke at you and play at you?" He said, "Isn't that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed you with wealth after you had been in a poor state?" So he said, not attributing the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he was in, he said, "Verily, I inherited this from my grandfather and my father." So he did not give the ni'mah that he was in to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave it to himself, or he gave it to something that was created, not attributing the ni'mah that he was in to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the angel told him, "In kunta kaziban, fasayyarak Allah ila ma kunt." He said that if you're lying, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you back in the state that you're in. So the angel, after making dua for him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in what he was in, from ni'mah and wealth that he had, the angel made dua for him that if you're lying to me, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you back to that evil and feeble state that you were in. So the angel goes back, and the angel came to the individual that was bald. And the individual that was bald told him the same thing that the individual that had the skin disease or the ailment told him. So the angel made dua for him, or to him, "In kunta kadhiba, fasayyarak Allah ila ma kunt." That if you're lying, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you back in the state that you were in. So the angel came to the individual that was blind. So he said that he was a wayfarer, and he was a traveler on the path back to his family, and that he had no other means of getting back to his family except by what he was asking for this individual. So he went on to ask him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "As'aluka billadhi radda alayka basarak," that I ask you by the one who has given you back your eyesight, "Atubaligu fihi fi safari," that will you spend upon your means from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, so that I may reach to the point of my family. So the individual said to himself, or the individual said, "Qad kuntu a'ma faradda Allah ilayya basari." So the individual said that I used to be blind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gave me back my eyesight. So the individual had said, the blind individual said to the angel, he said, "Khudh ma shitta wa da' ma shitta, for wallahi la ashuka al-yawm akhafta lillah." He said, "For wallahi," he said, "take what you want for my wealth and leave what you want. For wallahi, this day I find no hardship in giving you what you want or what you want to take for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I will not find no hardship in giving you what you ask for this day. You ask you for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I will not find no hardship in giving you what you ask for." So the angel said, "Amsik alayka malak." So the angel said, "You know what? Keep your wealth. فَإِنَّكُمْ قَدْ تُلِيبْتُمْ. So he said, for verily, that you individuals, y'all were on a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said that, قَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْكَ وَسَخِّتَ عَلَىٰ صَاحِبَيْكَ الْحَدِيثِ. That he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry at your two companions. So we see from this hadith, oh my brothers and sisters, summarized, that being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala incurs the rahmah or the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. That your Lord has proclaimed that verily, if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but worship Him on Tawheed and associate, you know, and not associate partners with Him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you. And if you are kufar, and if you are disbelievers, and if you are ungrateful to the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then verily the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us from amongst those that after He has given us His ni'mah, that we give it back in His way, and that we spend it in His way, whether it may be upon His deen, or whether it may be upon our families and our households and like that. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us from amongst those that are grateful, and He not make us from amongst those that are ungrateful. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.